Hi, Barry. How are you doing?
Good.
Awesome.
How's it
Great
going?
to hear. Doing very well, man. I've been wanting to connect with you, but I know you're probably a busy man, and we just haven't had the chance to get everything together. I assume now's a better time to talk.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah, let's get everything rolling. How we start this off, I'm just going to get some information from you just so we have the well-rounded idea of how we're going to market you, where we're going to market you. We'll just get you paid up for that first month, and we'll get your onboarding scheduled as well through this call. So give me one moment pulling all this up for us. All right. Sorry, I'm just waiting for this to load. I appreciate your patience. All right, here we go. All right, to start off with, what are your hours of operation looking like?
7 to 5.
And is that Monday through Friday?
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome. And with that, what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're going to be marketed in for?
Falls Church, Fairfax, and Arlington.
And we're going to market you for everything that you offer, but are there any specific jobs that you want more of, that you prefer?
I would love to get floors.
Floors?
Yeah.
And you're doing this for both residential and commercial, right?
I could do commercial, but I'd rather do residential.
Okay, then we'll try to stick you onto the... We'll try to stick you onto the residential and definitely see if we can get you some more floors.
Yeah. Floors, drywall, and painting would be on the top list.
Drywall. And what was that last one?
Painting.
Painting. Awesome.
That's the basic stuff.
Perfect.
I mean, we can do it all, but, I mean, and can be listed that way too, but the primaries are what I just mentioned.
Okay, well, let me get those out, make sure. Okay, and with that, got that all together. And Barry, I have your first name here as Barry. Is that correct?
Correct.
And your last name is Carter, correct?
Correct.
Awesome.
Middle initial J.
Great.
Boom. Yeah.
And I have your address here as billing address here as 2019 Burfoot Street. Is that a good one for you?
Yeah. Falls Church, Virginia, 22043.
All right, great. Thank you.
Could you hold on a second?
Sure thing. Take your time.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, I'm here, Barry.
Man, I'm sorry. That was Angie's trying to update stuff. I told him I had to talk to him later. I had you on the other line. I didn't tell him what I was talking to, but I had nothing. So.
Yeah. Well, good.
Bad, but all I'm getting is like the bottom of the fishbowl type of stuff.
Right.
So, I want to get something, see if I can get something better.
Yeah, this definitely will be.
A little one, but I want to get my guys busy. They got enough for me to stay busy, but I have a crew that needs to stay busy.
Exactly. So, and this will definitely do it. I've had quite a few clients that are the exact same position as you. Had enough work for themselves, just didn't have enough work for their guys. And this definitely does it for them, way more so than Angie's leads. Like, legitimately, I'm talking word for word, brought them over from Angie's leads, got them enough work where they not only had enough for their guys, but were able to actually expand to another city and hire on a whole new group. But that's down the road for you. We'll definitely get you enough work, man, for sure. Yeah, I got all this set up. I got this going. So today's charge would just be $449 to get everything rolling. For that transaction, Barry, what kind of card are we going to be using today?
Hold on a second. Let me look. I gotta take a look real quick. Do not go anywhere. I'm right here.
Yes, sir. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I might go ahead and pay you out of one account. Then I may switch it over a little bit later.
Yeah, that's no problem. You just, whenever you're ready to switch it over, you just contact us back and our billing department will take care of that really quickly.
Okay. I think I'm going to have to use PNC. Just hold on 1 second. Come on. Okay, you said 442?
449.
49, okay. Okay, yeah, we can do that.
Perfect.
So I need to get you the cart. I need to get you the information. So... we are talking. Are you ready?
Yes, sir, I am. What kind of card is it?
Visa debit card.
Great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. I gotta get some light in here. I'm getting kind of old.
Better than the alternative.
Hey, I'm not complaining, believe me. Okay. 4430. 4730. 6455. 6542.
Great. And the expiration date, please.
327.
And the CV code as well, please.
096.
Thank you. Now, Barry, we give you a business line, and that does a range of things for you. It gets really in-depth with the analytics of things, showing you the demographics of people calling you, where they're coming from. Even you could go back and look into the calls. It also analyzes to make sure that you're not getting charged for anything that is anything but an actual qualified lead. And also with this, it prevents a lot of spam and spoof calls you would have gotten otherwise from this exposure and this type of marketing and just the presence you'll have on the internet. But even with that security, Barry, just because of how many of these bad actors there are on the internet, the likelihood of maybe a few trickling through is still likely. So what we do to prevent anything bad from happening is set up a security question. And with that, Barry, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you and you want to make sure it's us, you just ask us this question and we immediately answer it for you. And for that question, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use for this?
I would like the city I was born in.
And what's the answer for that?
Washington, D.C.
Perfect. My brother just moved there.
It's an awesome place to be.
Yeah, I'm really proud of him. He just got into law school. He just got done with his first year out there. He seems to like it a lot.
Yeah. It's a town to appreciate. Trust me.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's a cool vibe out there for sure. All right, so Barry, I just have one more thing I need to do before I'm actually able to process the payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start this with us, but if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Go for it.
All right, great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Barry Carter.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
Barry Carter, Senior, Owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Great. And if you could open up your phone contacts for me, Barry, I'm going to give you our phone number. From here on out, this is the only one we're going to contact you from, as well as how you contact us. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
Hold on.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. What's that?
Yeah, that's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225.
Correct.
Right. And yeah, that's Local Splash. That's the name of our business. Like local around you, then splash like you're jumping in the water.
Local Splash.
Yes, sir.
I put another number in here. What's that?
That might be a different one, but this is our direct line. If you want to replace it.
Local Splash, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see. All right, I got it.
Awesome. And do you agree to...
Say again? Go ahead.
Yeah, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Oh, definitely.
Great. And do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Say it again. One more time.
Yeah. Essentially, if you hire on anyone to do any type of digital marketing for you, you just let us know about it so we know how to accommodate it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
Awesome. And the first 7 days, Barry, are very crucial for us. We'll maybe need some things like your business license, proof of insurance, and for you to help us complete this application to get everything rolling as soon as possible. All in all, do you agree to just be really cohesive with us in those first 7 days and with an open line of communication?
Correct.
Great. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, July 24th, 2025, in the amount of $449. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each day on the 24th of the month in the amount of $249. This will be a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
And is this payment in lieu of or added to the $6 call?
So this is essentially getting your foot in the door. It's going to take care of some initial advertisements as well, like Facebook. But essentially this first month is going to get everything verified, everything correct, and get that Google guarantee process started. And you will get some new jobs off of this first month alone just because of the exposure we'll be getting you, but the meat and potatoes of it definitely comes along once we do get you verified for Google guaranteed. And then only when you are verified, we'll charge you for that budget.
So this could take a couple of months?
No, the verification process generally takes just a few weeks. Just primarily because of that background check that they do on you. There's really no way to speed that up. We have one of the best people doing it through Google that do all the Fortune 500 companies. But just because of that technology, for some reason, it still takes a couple weeks to get that process through. But that's the longest thing that's going to take. Everything else will essentially be ready to go. It's just that verification process is about it.
Okay.
All right. Well, that went ahead and processed for us. Barry, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Splash team. I really think this is going to be a great move for you and your business. And I honestly think this is going to be the start of a long-lasting relationship. Now there's just two things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. Either way is a great way to access this. It's just our terms and conditions I would need you to sign real quick. And as soon as you do that, we can go ahead and schedule your onboarding for your best convenience.
Okay. I got your text. Because I'm sitting here looking at as I'm...
Yeah, it should say something along the lines of click here to accept subscription terms, and it'll have a link you can click.
It doesn't work on my phone, so let me go to my email. Okay, so I need to go email. Okay. Okay, I got some from Local Splash.
Yeah, it'll say initial invoice. That'll be the title of the email.
Okay.
And then it'll have a link there that you can click that says click here to accept subscription terms.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, that's been done.
Let's take a look here real quick.
Clicked it.
Yeah, and then you should just be able to click, like, just type in your name and then click submit.
Oh. Says confirm signature. I need to go to the bottom. Hold up.
All good. Take your time.
I hit this button, but nothing's happening.
It's not letting you submit?
No. Unless I'm hitting the wrong thing. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, let me know if it lets you submit that. Okay, there we go.
It just,
yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you for doing that. Let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding. Let's see here. So we have availability just at, like, in the next hour. It would be at what, 6 o'clock for you, or we could do tomorrow or anytime next week. What would work best for you?
Say it one more time.
So we have availability for tomorrow as well as next week for the onboarding. It's about a 45-minute call, just giving everything that we need from you and setting up the avenues for you to submit whatever you need to us, just essentially getting you on board. When would you like to schedule that? We have availability tomorrow and next week.
Let's see, what am I doing tomorrow? What time would it be tomorrow?
Anytime you'd like. We get in the office at 10 o'clock your time and head out about 6.
Okay, hit me about 10 o'clock or 10:30.
We do it in hour block, so is 10 o'clock okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And this phone number we've been using, Barry, the 703-639-7869 is the best way to reach you?
Correct.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and schedule that one moment.
Hold on a minute, please.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're all good to go, Barry. Again, I want to congratulate you, man, and welcome you on board. I really can't wait to see how we help you thrive as a business. I'm really excited for you. We're all scheduled up for that call tomorrow for your onboarding. I'll actually be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting the interview. But otherwise, there's nothing else we need to do currently. You're all good to go. I can't wait tomorrow to get everything rolling for you. I think this is going to be great.
Okay. Sounds good.
Awesome,
thanks,
Barry. Yeah, no problem. You have a great rest of your evening, and I'll speak with you tomorrow morning.
That'll work.
All right, man.
All right, talk to you. Take care.
Yeah, talk to you soon. Bye.
All right.